Welcome to our deep dive. And this one is really going to kind of turn some common wildlife research tools on their head.
Yeah.
We're talking trail cameras.
Right.
And you know how they affect nest predation rates?
Yeah.
Something that, I think a lot of us are very keen to get a better understanding of. And the research we're looking at today was published this year in the Journal of Wildlife Management.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the results were a real surprise.
Yeah, the prevailing wisdom is that trail cameras actually help to protect nests.
Oh, really?
The idea is that predators are a bit leery of new objects in their environment. You
Yeah.
know, like
A little
it's
afraid.
like neophobia, you know, like fear of the unknown.
Right.
But this study found the exact opposite happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I am on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
What happened when they put out these nests?
Right.
Give us the rundown.
Okay, so the researchers headed up to the Arctic tundra of Norway.
Okay.
So picture a landscape where trees can't grow.
Right.
It's mainly low-lying plants, and the ground can be frozen for much of the year.
Wow.
They created these artificial nests using quail eggs,
Yeah.
which are similar in size to the eggs of native birds.
Okay.
And these nests were placed along what they called altitudinal gradients, which are basically areas with different heights of vegetation.
Ah,
Yeah.
clever. So they could see if the type of cover, affected how predators reacted to the cameras.
Exactly.
What else did they change?
Okay, so they had two key variables.
Okay.
The first was, of course, the presence or absence of a trail camera right next to the nest.
Right.
The second was the number of eggs. They used either four or eight eggs in each nest, which reflects the natural range of clutch sizes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they didn't just do this for like a week or two. This
No.
is a pretty long-term
This
study.
is a 2-year project.
Wow.
And to make sure the results weren't skewed by the timing of like when they deploy the cameras, they actually tweak that in year two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Talk about thorough. Well, thoroughness certainly paid off because their results were not what anyone expected.
Yeah, over 93% of the nests with cameras were raided by predators.
Really?
Yeah, a drastically higher rate than the nests that were left alone.
Wow, that is a shock.
So,
So, which predator was the mastermind behind all of this nest plundering?
While they did see other predators on camera, like hooded crows, Arctic skua, even a red fox, the main culprit seemed to be the raven.
Ravens,
Yeah.
those super smart birds that are known for using tools to get at food.
Right?
It's almost like they figured out that the cameras were a sign of easy pickings.
Exactly. Ravens are incredibly intelligent and adaptable, and in this pristine Arctic environment, it seems they've learned to associate human presence, in this case represented by the cameras,
Okay.
with potential food.
Like leftovers and things.
Yeah. You know, maybe they're thinking about leftover food or garbage near human settlements.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you think that ravens being so smart would eventually learn that the cameras aren't actually giving out food?
That's a great question.
I mean, how long can that association last?
And it's something that researchers are still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But this study really challenges that whole idea of neophobia,
Right.
you know, that fear of new things
Yeah.
that we often see in predators.
This is where it gets really interesting
Yeah.
because, we're seeing the local context
Right.
really matters. You can't just take research findings from one place and assume that they'll apply everywhere else.
Exactly.
So stay tuned because in part two, we'll be exploring just what this means for the bigger picture of the Arctic ecosystem.
Awesome.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of trail cameras
Yeah.
and their surprising effects on nest predation.
Right.
It's easy to think of the Arctic as this remote and untouched wilderness.
Right.
But as the study shows,
Yeah.
even the most seemingly pristine environments are feeling the impacts of human activities.
What's fascinating is that this research about ravens and cameras is really just one piece of a much larger puzzle.
Okay.
Like, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we start to see how even subtle changes in the Arctic landscape can ripple through the entire ecosystem.
It really makes you think, we're not just passive observers of nature.
Right?
Our actions, even something like setting up a camera for research, can have unintended consequences.
Precisely. And, you know, think about it. The researchers found that ravens, these highly intelligent birds, are attracted to trail cameras because they might associate them with human presence.
Right.
And, you know, the possibility of an easy meal. So this suggests that ravens are actually adapting their behavior in response to the growing human footprint in the Arctic.
So it's not just about cameras anymore.
Right.
It's about how human encroachment, even in the form of scientific research, can inadvertently alter the delicate balance of Arctic ecosystems.
Exactly.
And that raises an important question. What are the long-term consequences of these changes?
Oh, for one thing, increased nest predation by ravens could have serious implications for the populations of other Arctic birds.
No.
Yeah, many of these species are already facing challenges from climate change and habitat loss.
Right.
And now they have to contend with this new threat from ravens, who are becoming increasingly adept at exploiting human activities to their advantage.
It's like we're creating winners and losers in this fragile environment.
Yeah.
And the ravens seem to be coming out on top.
For sure.
But it's not just about birds, is it?
No.
This shift in the balance between predator and prey could have cascading effects throughout the entire food web.
Absolutely. Ravens are opportunistic feeders, meaning they'll eat just about anything they can get their beaks on.
Oh, wow.
So a larger raven population could put pressure on a wide range of species, from small mammals and insects to even the plants that those insects would normally be eating.
Wow, that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
It's like a domino effect. One small change triggering a whole chain reaction that affects the entire ecosystem.
Right.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is in the Arctic.
Uh-huh.
And how even seemingly minor disruptions can have huge consequences.
Wow.
So what can we do about it?
That's the big question.
Is there any way to mitigate the negative impacts of human activities on Arctic ecosystems?
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to find ways to conduct research and explore these environments without causing unintended harm.
Right.
You know, the researchers behind this study are actually calling for the development of new monitoring technologies that are less conspicuous.
Oh, okay.
Less likely to be noticed by wildlife.
So it's about being smarter about how we interact with these delicate ecosystems.
Exactly.
What kind of new technologies are we talking about here?
Well, imagine miniature cameras that can be hidden in the environment, blending in seamlessly, or perhaps even acoustic monitoring devices that can detect the presence of predators without being visually obvious.
Oh, interesting.
We need to be constantly evaluating our methods and adapting our approach to minimize our impact.
So it's not about abandoning research altogether,
right,
but rather finding ways to do it more responsibly.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act.
Yeah.
We need to understand the Arctic, but we also need to protect it.
This study really drives home a crucial lesson. We're not just passive observers of the natural world.
Right.
Our actions have consequences, and we have a responsibility to be mindful of those consequences.
And that's where innovation comes in.
I'm excited because it seems like this study has sparked a wave of new ideas.
Absolutely.
We'll delve into that more in part three.
Great.
But first, a quick question for you, our listener. If ravens, these masters of adaptation, are evolving their behavior in response to human presence, what does this tell us about the future of the Arctic?
Yeah.
And other fragile ecosystems in the face of increasing human pressure? Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the unexpected consequences of using trail cameras.
Yeah.
You know, we've uncovered some pretty shocking findings. Yeah. We've talked about what this means for the delicate balance of the Arctic ecosystem. But,
yeah,
you know, I want to end on a more hopeful note because there's actually a lot of positive momentum that's come out of this research.
It's true. Even though the findings themselves were, you know, a bit alarming.
Yeah.
The study has ignited a real push for change, especially in how we approach wildlife research.
Yeah.
The fact that we're even having this conversation
shows
that scientists are becoming much more aware of the potential for bias in their methods, and they're actively searching for better solutions.
I think that's great. And you know what I love is that the researchers behind this study didn't just point out the problem, they actually issued a call to action for the entire scientific community. And I love their suggestion to develop less conspicuous monitoring technologies.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It's pushing everyone to think outside the box.
Totally.
And come up with innovative ways to study wildlife without interfering with their natural behavior.
Right.
Instead of just sticking with the same old tools and methods, we're seeing a real explosion of creativity in the field.
For sure.
It's like a challenge to find that sweet spot, a way to get the data we need while also respecting the animals and their environment. It's about remembering that they're not just subjects in an experiment. They're living creatures with their own complex lives.
This research really makes you think about the choices we make when studying wildlife.
Yeah.
And it's not just about technology either.
Right.
You know, this study reminds us how important it is to truly understand animal behavior.
Uh-huh.
Because that knowledge can help us design research strategies that minimize our impact.
It's a great example of how science is an ongoing process of discovery and refinement.
Yeah.
We're constantly learning, and sometimes that means realizing that our old ways of doing things might need a serious update.
What's fascinating is that even when research uncovers a problem, it often paves the way for new and better approaches.
Right.
And in this case, the discovery of how trail cameras can influence raven behavior has opened up all sorts of possibilities for more responsible and ethical research.
So while this deep dive started with a surprising and maybe even a bit unsettling finding,
yeah,
I think it ends on a note of optimism. It shows that science is capable of self-correction. And that, with a little bit of ingenuity and a whole lot of respect for the natural world, we can continue to learn and explore without causing undue harm.
Beautifully said, and I hope you, our listener, are leaving this deep dive feeling just as inspired as we are.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder.
Okay.
Next time you see a breathtaking wildlife photo, maybe pause for a moment and ask yourself, what's the story behind that picture?
Yeah.
Was it taken responsibly? Did the photographer consider the potential impact of their presence on the animals they were capturing? Because in the end, our understanding of the natural world is only as valuable as our ability to protect it for future generations.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.